Chapter 6. A Lesson in Acting. When Sarah woke up the following morning, everything seemed clear to her. I'm certain that the third theory about Shakespeare's dark period is the right one, thought Sarah. It seems logical that Shakespeare seized the opportunity to perform with the Queen's men because they needed someone to replace their missing actor. Sarah showered, got dressed, and went downstairs to join her family for breakfast. She immediately told them about the theory she had chosen. He probably returned to London with the Queen's men and started working in the company as the ostler, she explained. What's an ostler? Justin asked.
Good question, Sarah's father said. What is an ostler?
Ostlers were the lowest jobs in a theatre company, Sarah explained. They were the people who took care of people's horses while they were watching a performance. As time passed, Shakespeare probably got more important jobs until he finally began writing plays and found someone to produce them. So, were the Queen's men the first company to perform Shakespeare's plays? Sarah's mother asked. Actually, they weren't, Sarah said. At first, Shakespeare couldn't convince the Queen's men to produce any of his plays, so he had to convince other companies to produce them. Lord Strange's men were one of the first two companies that produced Shakespeare's plays. It was only after his plays had had some success that the Queen's men began performing his plays.
Well, it sounds to me that you've made the right decision, said her mother. And you've also learned a lot about Shakespeare.
Thanks, Mum, Sarah said, smiling. And there's something else that I want to tell you. I've decided to seize the day. I'm going to take the role of the nurse in Romeo and Juliet.
Sarah's parents looked at her in surprise, and Justin started laughing.
Seize the day? What language are you speaking, Sarah? He said.
That's enough, Justin, said her dad severely. Sarah, I'm sure that you'll be great. And now the two of you need to seize the day at school.
As soon as Sarah arrived at school, she went directly to Miss Kirk's office to tell her about her decision.
I'm very happy that you've decided to take the role, Miss Kirk said. I'll change today's rehearsal so that you'll have the afternoon free to study your dialogue.
Thanks, said Sarah. I'm really nervous about acting, especially because the dialogue is written in the English of Shakespeare's time, and it's very different and difficult to understand. It will be good to have some time to study it.
At the end of the school day, Sarah decided to study her dialogue in the school library before she went home. Nothing would distract her there, and she liked being in the library. It was a very big, old, high room that reminded her of some of the rooms in the Harry Potter films. She sat down at one of the long tables next to a window. The late afternoon light and a fragrant smell from the gardens outside gave the room a special atmosphere. Sarah opened her copy of The Complete Works of Shakespeare at Romeo and Juliet, put some papers on the table to write notes on, and began to study. Suddenly, there was a strong wind, and all the papers fell to the floor. Sarah stood up, collected the papers, and closed the window. When she sat down again, she saw that the wind had also blown the pages of her Complete Works of Shakespeare from the play Romeo and Juliet to another play, Hamlet. Just before turning the pages back to Romeo and Juliet, Sarah saw that the book was open at a monologue by Hamlet, in which he was giving acting instructions to a travelling theatre group. Sarah was fascinated. She began reading the monologue and realized that it was very interesting and helpful. According to Hamlet, good acting should be like a mirror that reflects how people act in real life. He talked about the danger of exaggerating and also explained that when they were on stage, actors should be as natural as possible. Suit the action to the word to the action, Sarah read. Shakespeare seems to be teaching me how to act through Hamlet's lines, Sarah thought when she had finished reading the monologue.
Of course I am, Sarah, said a man's voice behind her. Remember that I was an actor in addition to being a writer.
Sarah turned her head. Shakespeare was standing behind her. He smiled and winked at her. This can't be true, Sarah thought. She opened her mouth to speak to him, but before she could say a word, he had disappeared.
I'm imagining things again, Sarah said to herself. I'm working too hard these days.
She promised herself that she would go to bed early that night and get some extra sleep. Later that evening, as Sarah was getting ready to go to bed, she decided to look one more time at the complete works of Shakespeare that was on her desk. She took the book, opened it at the Hamlet monologue that she had read earlier that day, and took it with her into bed so that she could read it before going to sleep. The following afternoon, Sarah surprised everyone at rehearsal. Although she seemed nervous when she walked into the school hall, she suddenly relaxed when the rehearsal began. She concentrated and felt completely confident. When the rehearsal finished, Miss Kirk came and spoke to her.
I don't know why you were so nervous at your audition, she said. I think you've got a real talent for acting.
Miss Kirk stopped speaking for a moment and looked at Sarah.
You did everything so naturally, continued Miss Kirk. You were the only person that I didn't have to tell not to exaggerate. It was a pleasure seeing you on stage. Continue the good work.
Thank you, said Sarah, smiling. I'll try.
She collected her things and walked out of the school hall feeling really happy. There was another pleasant surprise. Geoffrey, a boy who was also acting in the play, was waiting for her.
You were really good, Geoffrey said. I think that you'll be a better nurse than Cheryl was.
We'll see about that, said Sarah, her face becoming red. She wasn't used to getting so many compliments.
So, you're from Montana? Asked Geoffrey as they began to walk down the corridor.
That's really interesting. Tell me about life there.
It was the first time that someone in her new school had been genuinely interested in where Sarah was from. Instead of riding their bikes home, Sarah and Geoffrey walked and told each other about themselves. Sarah was making her first new friend.